This is the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Alan David Tucker, Crystal Pools, Express Lube and Car Wash, Watermarks Printing, and by Mellow Mushroom. And now here is your host, Drayton Hogarth.
Welcome to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week on Sunday nights at 6 for the entire season. This segment of the Rocky Hidalgo Show is sponsored by Crystal Pools, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Alan David Tucker, I-95 Toyota, Express Lube and Car Wash, Watermarks Printing, and by Mellow Mushroom. And now joining us, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terrors, Rocky Hidalgo. Welcome, coach. Welcome. Well, the Glenn Academy Red Terrors began their state playoff run the same way the regular season ended, in complete domination with a 45-3 pounding of the Jonesboro Cardinals. The game was practically over by the end of the first quarter as the Terriers took control and never allowed the Cardinals. They thought that they would have a chance in this game and outgained Jonesboro 426-14 in yardage by halftime. Coach, I know I feel like a broken record these past few weeks. Well, that could have been your team's best performance, but for real, this might have been your team's best performance. Your offense barely saw a third down. How did your offense have such success this past Friday night?
I think a big part of it was just, DJ just kind of took it upon himself there early. It was a long bus ride for those guys to get down here, and then we wanted to start fast, make them think about that bus ride going back. That's what we wanted to do. We were very aggressive with our play calling early in the game, jump out on them, and I would say it worked.
Yeah, that experience. You guys experienced that bus ride up north, last couple of years, so that did actually play into the play calling itself, but knowing that they're coming off the bus off of, sitting around for 4 hours, 5 hours.
Well, if you want to think about the bus ride now, you want to start thinking about let's get on the bus as soon as possible. I told Coach Armour to be aggressive early in the game and jump on, and that's what we did. When the kids did a nice job executing.
Did that lead to the couple of early pass plays early on? Did that play into it as well, being aggressive?
Well, that and some of the things we had seen on film, we could take advantage of that and go right past the game off the play action.
Now, you mentioned before that your offense adjusts to what kind of the opposing defense is trying to take away. Was Jonesboro looking to – what were they trying to take away, and how did you guys adjust?
Well, unlike a lot of teams, they were pretty basic on film, so we kind of had a good idea what they were going to do. We've seen against some teams that run a lot of similar formations to what we do. So we felt like we had a good idea what they were going to do. And we came out there, we knew they were 4-3 box. And there were 4-3 box, it dictates what they can do in the secondary. So, we felt pretty good about our play call early in the game because of that.
Right. How did the does that 4-3 lend itself to stopping the dive play a little more, and then that opens it up for DJ and the pitch man?
Well, it all just depends on how people play it. Everybody's got a different way to play the option, so it doesn't really lend itself one way or the other. It depends on how they play it, whatever the defensive ends on the quarterback, the dive, and then they've got a straight place for the outside backers, or they run the outside backer, quarterback to pitch, and get a second quarterback player. So there's a lot of different ways that somebody can play the option.
Right. Of course, DJ Dallas is kind of where your offense really starts, and it starts with him making the decision where to go with the ball. Talk about the gem that Dallas played Friday night, both passing and running the ball.
Well, I think his decision making has been very good. He's played under control. I think he threw the ball that first throw he made to Andrew. He sort of stepped up in the pocket and threw it just a P-rod and down the field on the money, moving to the left. So, you see the development as a quarterback, as a passer. But what a lot of people don't see is his just development at executing the offense, reading and distributing the ball. And most people who watch the game probably think we're just kind of handing it off. Pushing out, but really he's making those decisions based on what the defense gives him.
Right. This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, your team has really demonstrated a strong next man up mentality. Injuries to some key players like Brandon Jernigan, but Devin Peacock comes in and has a huge first quarter for your team. Team doesn't really slow down at all. Talk about how did you build that mindset in your team of just next man up, ready to roll?
You know, I think it's something we coach every day. You can't control how much talent God gives you, and you know, you can't control that. The only thing you can really control is how hard you play. And so that's what we preach to our kids, that we have a responsibility. If you're in one of those red uniforms and say terrorism in front, that you're going to hit the field, you're going to strain for your teammates. And I think our kids play like that because what we do is report to them, they respect each other, they care about each other.
And you definitely see it. Last week in previewing Jonesboro, you guys, you know, said that their defense showed good athleticism. Talk a little bit about your offensive line in this game and how they kind of countered that athleticism and their ability to run to the ball.
Well, you know, Jonesboro is very good on the defensive front. I think, one of the things that goes overlooked the most is our offensive line play. I think it's been the best we've had since we've been here. Our kids play incredibly hard, physical up there. But the other side of that is they do a great job of just kind of getting a hat on a hat and sort down all the defensive guys, all the different looks. And that starts with, our center makes all the defensive calls. And then in the lane, he calls the fronts and sets the point for for the rest of the offensive line. And we just got some guys who go out there and play the tail balls and ride.
Is that the same thing, you see, like on Saturdays and Sundays, you see the center pointing out, Talk a little bit about that, about what is that center actually telling his teammates out there?
Well, he identifies the front. So if it's a four down front, is it a 4-3 or is it a 4-4? So basically, we identify where the Mike linebacker is. So if the Mike linebacker head up to him, it's a 4-3. The Mike linebacker is stacked over the guard, it's going to be a 4-4. Or, the same thing as an odd front. So an odd being a nose and two defensive ends. So we identify the front between slid, and that sets our run schemes and protection schemes.
Gotcha. Well, after two straight shutouts to close the regular season, the Red Terriers played another stellar game on defense, giving up only the field goal. Tell us who stood out on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, I think, I'll say our kids played really hard over there. Just everybody, all 11 guys, just really ran well to the football. I think Xavier McClinton had a really nice game. We saw him get through. He was very active all night long. But it was a team effort. And it was something that, watching tape on Jonesboro got some nice pieces. But they struggled at times through the year. Their own average was like 10 points a game. I felt real confident that we were going to be able to play well defensively and limit their opportunities on offense.
Seems as though your defensive line was really disruptive all night, and being in the Cardinal backfield all night. Devin Roberson had his name called, and Dorian Jenkins seemed to really step up his game as well. Talk about the D-line and those two young men in particular.
Well, Devin's an all-region player from last year, so he's no surprise he's been a very good player for us. He's a college player who started for us today. Dorian's one of those kids. We have a lot of pieces up there. Some of them are very different type players. So depending on what type of schemes we're getting, we like to rotate guys in. Dorian is a guy that we like to put in if somebody's running a lot of zone schemes or pass rush situations because he's got a lot of foot speed, and he can get center fits if they're trying to zone out in front. Guy like Tavar Strang, guy who's really come on this year, is Isaiah McDonald, who's a junior, be back next year. Marlon Taylor, who's just a sophomore, is going to be a tremendous player for us over the next 2 years. We've got some pieces up there. We had, great pieces last year, lost some of those guys. We've had some kids really grow in and become good players this season.
More to come on the Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
That laid-back island atmosphere and great pizza, what a combination. And you will find it at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's. $5.99 lunch specials that include your drink. Enjoy the best patio on the island and beat the heat with the cool, damp breeze of the Patio Misters. Don't forget your furry friends. The patio is pet-friendly. MellowMushroom.com and like Mellow Mushroom on Facebook at St. Simon's Mellow.
Ready, and beat, aggressive.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all, living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Grayson Hogarth on location for Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Mellow Mushroom, I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Jessup Furniture. Coach, we talked about your defensive line a little bit, but it seemed like your defense as a whole really demonstrated not only physical play Friday, but just the mental toughness to keep that option game under wraps. Talk to us a little bit about the playing assignments against an offense like Jonesboro that your team displayed.
Well, you know, Jonesboro has some really good skill players, especially the quarterback position. So you have to hem a guy like that up, and so you have to be very disciplined, make sure you do a great job of containing him. You want to build a wall around him, build a box around him, and make him throw the football. That's, you know, the thing you don't want is you don't want him to run around out of space and throw the ball after just kind of running around. You want to build a box, keep him in the pocket, make him throw it on time, because then you give your defensive backs a chance to have a play in the air. You know, as a whole, I think our kids, what we do is very different from a lot of schools do defensively. One, we're a 3-4, that's not so unusual, but, you know, we're what we call a read-force team, so we tandem and play everything at every level. So, like, our linebackers are really peaking at the defensive linemen, and the secondary is peaking at the linebackers, and we fit off each other and make each other right. So, it's a very unique thing that we do, and very few people play the different levels like that. It takes a lot of work to do it. You see when our kids are playing fast, it allows them to play fast and aggressive, but the guy on the next level will fit off them and make sure that he's correct on the ball.
Right. And it has to give you and your entire coaching staff a boost of confidence, not on the offensive side but the defensive side, to be able to rotate a lot of guys in, it seemed like, and still see that performance stay at a high level, particularly at D-line and linebacker.
Right? Yeah, you know, we at corner, and we feel like we're developing some guys in the secondary, which is Mel Wade, and Travis Clinton's done a nice job coming in, so we feel like we're kind of developing some guys in the secondary. You see guys like E.J. Thomas and Uncle Wagner playing outside linebacker. A lot of guys we rotate in, and Tyshawn Lane and Redwan Edwards and Redwan linebacker, who's done a nice job during times when it's just not all the game. So we rely on, we coach our kids every kid in the program 9-12, and hopefully that shows on the field on Friday nights.
You're listening to the Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, just as you said, it seems like seeing the younger kids, the backups come in and get quality playing time, including Sam Wagner at quarterback. He probably hasn't gotten a whole lot of playing time this year, but how did Sam do, and who are some other kids that maybe stood out Friday that got some playing time?
Well, you know, one is Tyshawn Lyons. So he did a lot of nice things. We put a lot of pressure on him there at the end. Our freshman class is really, really good. Incredibly excited by those guys because we've got a lot of pieces there. It's going to be a heck of a football team one day. And you're going to see some of those guys playing on Friday nights a year from now. If you look at our young guys, I think Shane Wells is a guy who's really developing. Jalen Thomas on the offensive line. Gage Glisson is a kid who's really, we moved him to running back about 6 weeks ago. He showed a lot of really great punches there. He's got some aptitude. He does a nice job there. And then as for Sam, Sam's just kind of a steady eight. He does what he's supposed to do. He does a nice job distributing the ball. He's not a guy who's going to go 80 yards with it like he's ever, but he's a guy who can get 10 if he's not, if you don't take him. He throws the ball very well on the move in the pocket. The other one he does, he just distributes as well to the guys who can take it to the house.
So now, with the way the bracket was set up, next up for Glen Academy in the playoffs will be someone fairly familiar to the Red Terriers, and that is the Allatoona Buccaneers. And Allatoona will be making the long ride down south this Friday. Allatoona is led by Coach Gary Marner and comes into the game with a 6-5 record, having just defeated Lanier High School. What have you seen for the Buccaneers this season on film?
Well, you know, they're very similar to where they were last year. And, you know, people look at their record, they lost some good players, but they had an incredibly tough schedule early in the season. You know, they lost both game to Carlsville, to Alexander, to Harrison. Every team they lost to is still alive in the playoffs. They're probably going to make deep runs. You know, Coach Barnes is a very good football coach. Guy does a great job. He's got a system. We talk about having a team from a program. He's got a very good football program in there. And they're going to do what they do. They're going to get in the eye. They're going to run the football downhill. They're going to throw play-action passes and try to get the post to the middle over there and get a big play, get them in big chunks. Defensively, they're a 3-5-3 team. They're every bit as good on defense as they were last year. When you watch them on defense, I mean, they're a heck of a defensive football team. They're very physical, one of the most physical teams we've probably played all season.
Yeah, that leads me to my next question. How did they kind of compare to that team from last year? You know, you said defensively very, very similar, but what about on the offensive side?
You know, we've got a very good offensive line, as good an offensive line we've faced all year. You know, they lost the two guards off last year's team, who were really, really good players. The quarterback for them did so many things. The guy they have playing this year is a very similar type kid. Moves around, creates plays in the pocket. Same running backs they had last year in the state championship game. They might not be quite as skilled as Trevor at wide receiver they were last year. And you could probably say that as some spots in the secondary. Is that they have some really good football players at safety and corner last year. And the guys are playing right now, bad players. They might not be quite as athletic as some of the kids that were there last year.
Right. And I'm sure you've heard all kinds of talk about being a revenge game, but I haven't talked to you, you know, a good bit the last couple of seasons. I don't think that's going to be your approach to this. Kind of tell us, what are you kind of talking to your team about this game?
Yeah, you know, we can't win the state championship. Last year's state championship game was Friday night. And, you know, people need to, I don't want to talk to my kids about that. I don't want to hear them talk about revenge games and rematches or anything. We need to focus on playing well, doing the things that we're coached to do Friday night, going out and win this game. We can't win a state championship Friday. We can't win last year's, we can't win this year's. And this isn't the Super Bowl, it's a playoff game. But, you know, we've got to be prepared to play. It's a very good opponent. We've got to come down here to our place. And, you know, if we play well, we'll walk out of there and win. And I believe that. I trust our kids. Our kids are going to be ready to play for this game. If I have a concern, is that we're too emotional because of the history of last year. And so I want to make sure that they understand that. They have an adult approach, they have a very mature approach, and they get ready to prepare this game and go out and play the lights out, not because it's a revenge game, because this is the team that's between us and our objective to win the state championship this year.
We'll be right back to the Glen Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports.
Need an attorney who specializes in personal injury and criminal law? Alan David Tucker. He fights for the rights of the injured and accused, located next to the waterfront at 9 St. Andrews Court. Since 1982, Alan David Tucker has been practicing law in the Golden Isles and helped thousands of people just like you solve their legal problems. Give Alan David Tucker a call. Proud supporter of Glen Academy Athletics, 912-267-7123, and let's go Terriers!
Let's face it, life is busy. Now admit it, you need R&R. Now think of your pool. Does it remind you of being busy? Or the R&R you need? Well, if you answered busy, let me help you out a little, and I'll make it plain and simple. Have yourself added to Crystal Pool Service's weekly service route, and they will maintain your pool for you. And put it back into perspective. Get your pool back on the R&R side of thinking. Call Crystal Pool Service today, 262-9260. Crystal Pool Service. It's your pool. It's our business.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Oh, yeah.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermark's Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermark's is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermark's, the mark of excellence.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location from Mellow Mushroom on St. Simons. This segment is brought to you by Alan David Tucker, Crystal Pools, Express Lube and Car Wash, and by Watermark's Printing. Coach, you talk about the Alatoona team and the quarterback. Offensively, it looks like you said, what, Charles Anderson's back this year, the running back number 14.
Yes.
And he replaced last year that the kid that got hurt, their starting running back. And then Tate Tatum is the quarterback, brings a good mix of passing to the rushing attack. How these two stepped up to kind of replace the leaders that Alatoona had last year?
Well, you know, I think they're very similar to the kids that played last year. I mean, the tailback's a heck of a player. He can make a distance pass. He's coming around right over here. But the quarterback's really impressive. He's really an athletic kid. He's not DJ Dallas that sets his foot and disappears. But he just prolongs a lot of plays by running down, moving around the pocket. He gets in the corner well, and he'll tuck it, keep it out there, and get chunks of yards when they need it, 12, 15 yards over there.
Does that kind of take the same approach as the Jonesboro game, kind of keep the quarterback contained, not letting
him
get outside
of containment? Yeah, you know, on the boots, that's one of the things we're trying to keep people in the pocket because, you know, a lot of times when you roll a guy out or you put it down, you're throwing sideline routes. So, you know, one of the routes is to come back from the sideline. So, if you keep him in the pocket, he's got to throw it for a longer throw. Gives the defense a better chance to make a play on it. So, that's one of the things that, you know, that we've got to do a great job with our outside linebackers to keep that guy in the pocket. And forces won't go to the sideline.
Yeah, now that you mentioned it, I do remember a lot of the rollout, play-action rollouts on a lot of the plays last year. Defensively, they've amassed 41 sacks on the season. Linebacker number one, Michael Robinson, seems to be a very active linebacker. And then a big-time defensive end, Royce Francis, number 93. Is that kind of the strength of that Alatoona defense?
Yeah, you know, the linebacker's a really good player. I mean, he gets down in a hurry, tackles really well. I mean, he covers some ground. And I expect that's probably the guy they're going to put on DJ to, you know, try to tackle DJ in open space. But, you know, they've got a big, strong front, really physical defensive front. They bring a lot of pressure. You watch them, they bring pressure. And that's what they did to us last year in the state championship game. They brought their outside linebackers or those two safeties that rolled up and made us play in the box, which is why we kind of changed our offense a little bit. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do with the option. We're going to try to get the ball out in the perimeter and force those guys to play pitching. But last year, we didn't have anything to do with those guys to keep them honest. And we were just running the ball against eight guys or nine guys all night long.
That was one thing that did stand out when we got to the dome and saw Alatoona come out on the field was their size really, really showed up. You say they're big this year. Are they similar size-wise or a little more athletic maybe this year?
They've got some big old dudes now. Most of the offensive linemen are back, the tight ends back. So, I mean, they're going to be some big, pretty rascals. I ain't no mistake about that.
This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. On this last segment, Coach, kind of the off-the-field subject, I guess, but the classifications in GHSA just went to the, you know, they added that extra 7A classification. Do you feel like they maybe stretched it a little bit too thin in the state of Georgia now with these seven classifications or with, you know, so many smaller regions coming in now?
I do. I think, you know, personally, I don't think we need seven classifications. That's me personally. I don't think we need seven classifications. Really, seven classifications, really eight, because you got private, public, and singular. So I don't think that's needed. And so if you're going to have seven classifications, you probably don't need to have 32 teams in the playoffs. So I don't know if you take 24, and some folks get a bye, you only take 16. So you know, there's no way to make a perfect system. So what we had before, you know, there's too much discrepancy in size of the top teams, and at this level, you know, you have teams of 2,000 kids playing against teams of 4,000 kids. And so what we have right now, we still have 2,000 kids playing against 4,000 kids in seven of them. So, it's really, you know, so that didn't fix that. A lot of the issues are the city schools, the private schools, versus the public schools. You hear a lot of those things. But frankly, I wish we could say the six classifications, it was a nightmare scheduling games. Because essentially, we had to pick up six games, and nobody wanted to play us because we were good. And so we had to go everywhere to pick up games. And so what you end up with is the good teams, the only teams who want to play them are really good teams. Or who, it's not even want to play. I don't mind playing some good teams. But gosh, man, you're going to play six, you know, the 85 Bears six times in a row. And there's nobody down here for us to play. So, you know, my options were to go to Atlanta and play Grayson and Little Falk. But that was a nightmare scheduling. And I preferred it at six regions or six classifications with, you know, eight or nine, ten regions. And then you got to pick up a game or two. It was just easier for coaches.
Yeah. You think that's the general perception of the state, and they maybe eliminate this 7A now, and then, what, 2 years, I guess?
Oh, I don't think they'll eliminate it because they've already done it.
Right.
But I think most coaches would probably agree with you. From what I have not spoken to a lot of coaches who were like, man, this was needed. In fact, I didn't talk to a coach that thought it was needed, to be honest with you. But, you know, a couple of people write some emails and some words got to be done, so there we are.
Right. Well, on the college football, I'm not sure how much college football you got to watch this past Saturday, but a ton of upsets. Half the top 10 would end up losing their game. And with that being said, is there anybody that can really challenge Alabama this season?
You know, on any given night, sure. I think you saw it LSU a week ago. LSU is one of those teams that can still run out toe-to-toe and beat out of Alabama. And it's Ohio State, Clemson, you know, and you lose those games sometimes, and it is what it is. But, you know, those teams are talented enough to go in and play great. Play great one night, win. I mean, Ole Miss played really, you know, 3.5 quarters. You just have to play pretty good football. LSU was in that game, it was 0-0, and 3rd and 7, they had Alabama stop. They had a personal foul on the sideline for a late hit, which was kind of questionable. But that gave Alabama a first down, and they were going to score a touchdown. You can't make mistakes against an upper team like that and win.
Right. And LSU, you have a choice on who they should take as the next coach at LSU?
You know what? I'll say this about Ed Orgeron. The guy, he's done a nice job with him, and if he runs out, he should get the job.
Yeah.
I mean, my question, who are you going to bring in? Everybody's looking for the next Saban. Everybody's looking for the next Urban Meyer. But there's not 20 of those guys out there. And I think you see this right now with Georgia this year. You know, everybody was just convinced that they got rid of Mark Richt, they would win a national championship. And it's not that hard, especially new coaches. I mean, the SEC is a brutal proving ground for first-time head coaches. Very few of them survive in the SEC. So I think you have to hire an established head coach. But who's that guy that's the slam dunk head coach, Tom Herman? You know, the glitter's off, the gloss is off of him recently. You know? I don't know where you go get that guy. And the guys who are those slam dunk hires have great jobs. I just don't see them coming, you know, switching. You're not going to hire Nick Saban or Urban Meyer. It is what it is.
I guess the only answer is Phil Knight and Nike with Oregon saying he's going to offer $10 million to the next Oregon coach.
Well, you know, he might offer $10 million, but the question is, do you have to? I know everybody's saying they're going to bring back Chip Kelly. There's that old adage, you can never go home again.
Right.
And Chip Kelly's a great coach. You know, I know he's had issues in the NFL, or whether he goes back to college football or not, I don't know. But, you know, it'll never be the same. You can never go back and replicate that and do the exact same thing over.
Right. Well, everyone, get ready. This Friday night, 7:30, Glenn Academy will take on the Allatoona Buccaneers in the second round of the state playoffs. Head out between the bricks and check it out. Thanks for joining us for the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's and join us every Sunday night at 6 for the Rocky Hidalgo Show. This is Drayton Hobart signing off.